Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, this is new, an extra podcast. You asked for it when you left your reviews. You said you wanted more. So Wednesdays are now a podcast day too. Every Wednesday, we're going to talk travel, fitness, weight loss, self-care, all those things that we care about, and all the new fads and long-standing theories that we're going to scrutinise. So let's call today Worldwide Wednesday, and we're going to kick off by meeting the gorgeous ladies of San Francisco. So long-haul trips, back in the day, they were the backbone of my relationship with my husband. Before the kids came along, we loved going long haul, but since the kids, we've been going on family friendly holidays. So those resorts we've all been to that are like 3-4 hours on a flight, they've got a kids club, they've got a mini disco. But if I was to tell you, you could head to San Francisco for the same price with your kids, would you believe me? Well, listen to everything our ladies of San Francisco have got to say at the gorgeous King George Hotel.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Well, thank you all for joining us. It's Ladies of Liverpool, but we are actually live in San Francisco. We're out on the road. We're going to find out everything we need to know about San Francisco. I am going to hopefully encourage you to grab the kids, get the family together and go long haul for the same price that you can travel to Spain. So check out the website, ladiesofliverpool.com. But right now, I'm joined by Maxine and Michaela, who are with me in the King George Hotel, right in the middle of the hustle and bustle of San Francisco. Girls, thanks so much for joining us. And Michaela, can you introduce yourself, please, for our listeners?
Hi, good day. This is Michaela Nguyen. I'm the general manager here at the lovely King George Hotel in downtown San Francisco, Union Square.
Lovely stuff. And we've got Maxine. Maxine, hello.
Hello, ladies of Liverpool. Thank you for having us. I'm Maxine. I do area sales for the King George Hotel and also the Inn at Union Square and Hotel Griffin, which is all under the Greystone Hotel.
Right. Okay. So first of all, girls, I've got to mention these vertical streets. Does anyone have to go to the gym? Does anyone train in this city, because my calves are on fire?
Leanne, that's a very great question, and you're right. Nobody needs to go to the gym here in San Francisco. And what's wonderful about the King George Hotel, everything is just centrally located and close by. Mm-hmm. So if it's shopping or even just the main attractions, Chinatown, or even walking over to the wharf, it's right here close by near the King George Hotel.
I can vouch for that, because we've literally been jumping on cable cars at the end, literally at the corner from where we are right now. And I've been taking the kids everywhere. We've been to Chinatown. You mentioned Chinatown. Beautiful. We made our own fortune cookies, which we've never done before.
Oh, fun.
Liverpool boasts a gorgeous Chinatown. We have a beautiful one back at home. Yours, I've got to say, is about 10 times bigger than ours, but just as good. But yeah, so much to see and do. We've been doing lots for the children, which I'll talk about a little bit later on. But let's just start with the hotel. This hotel, I've heard, I was talking to a lady who was working here yesterday, and she told me it's been up and running for around 100 years. Is this right, Maxine?
This is very true. There is a lot of history, well, with our hotel and with the surrounding hotels in the area, but the King George itself, from the early 1900s and just surviving so many earthquakes and so many natural gifts from Mother Nature.
Yeah.
As I'd like to call it.
You're still standing.
It's still standing. Yeah. As you can see, we've done upkeep and we've done renovations to the hotel.
I believe so. So this to me is just beautiful. Let me just talk you through what I can see right now. There's a real British theme to this hotel. Yeah. So straight away, my little ones are 9 and 5, and they ran straight to the back of the lobby and they found a huge life-sized red telephone box like you would see in London. We didn't have many left in Liverpool. We do have one or two, but not many left.
Oh my.
And so for them to see that, they were like straight on, they were playing with it. It was like something they play with at nursery or at school. So again, while you're checking in, you've got that covered. There's something for the youngsters to do. Your bar area is fabulous. There's a pool table.
We have a lovely pet program where bring your pet, we call it pet hospitality. We provide a nice amenity upon check-in because we believe that your four-legged friends are definitely part of the family, and they should be welcomed at the hotel as well.
That's great. So not just the children that are going to be made to feel welcome, but the pets as well.
Absolutely. And San Francisco is a very pet-friendly city. So as you had mentioned, looking around, seeing all of the dogs, everyone's out for a walk with their dogs, taking dogs to some of the cafes that will allow them. Mm-hmm. But it is a very four-legged friendly city.
Yeah, so this hotel's for everyone.
Absolutely.
Have you had many celebs? Talk me through any celebs that might have crossed that front door. People that we might know back home in Liverpool.
Well, I've been told that there have been celebrities staying here, and unfortunately we can't mention their names because some of them are repeat guests.
Oh, okay.
So, though we're a little hidden gem in the Union Square area, because of our wonderful repeat loyal guests who have names
that
are probably known in Liverpool. We can't share that at this time, but they like this hotel because it's hidden and it's located centrally near Union Square, near shopping, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And they don't want people to know that they're here. So people do know that they're performing, but they don't know exactly where they're staying.
Oh,
so
that's good.
So this kind of just hides them away, which they love their privacy, of course.
Yeah.
And they get to turn work into vacation also.
Yeah, that's great. So you can see that when you walk along the main streets, we have our Hilton brands and Holiday Inns and everything that we're used to at home, all these hotels that we have in Liverpool. Then you see the King George, and it is a little something different and perfect for the children. The staff, I've got to say, here are second to none.
Thank you.
Oh, that you've gone above and beyond for my kids. And it's been brilliant. It's literally been 4 o'clock in the morning. The kids have woken up with the time difference and they're not sure when it's day and night. So they come downstairs and everyone makes them feel welcome. So for us, this has been a perfect stay. So thank you. Talk me through the refurbishment. How much has been spent over the last, I think it's 2 years?
Yes, we've done a 5.5 million top to bottom refurbishment. So lots of bright red, blue, whites, the pillows that you can just get real cozy with.
Yeah, the Union Jack pillows are fabulous, aren't they?
And the bar area that is, you know, right here, yet still very family friendly. You don't feel like it is someplace that you wouldn't want to be with your children.
That's right. And I've had busy days. We've been out all day. We get back around 8 o'clock at night, and I can highly recommend sitting at the bar with a glass of red, because it's a perfect place, I think, to end your day, wind down, let the kids do a bit of colouring in or whatever they need to do to chill out. And this really is the perfect place to do that.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So talk me through the secrets of San Francisco. I've still got another 24 hours to go. Is there anything, if I was here with the girls, not the children, is there anywhere I should be seen? So if I was going to head out for brunch, maybe, where would you advise me? I come to the front desk, say to you, ladies, where am I going to go with the girls? Talk me through maybe a perfect brunch afternoon with the girls in San Fran.
And it's hard to pick and choose, but it's either the brunch before going out and having a great night in San Francisco or the brunch after having a great night. So you have the two options. But I myself am I am a seafood lover, and we have this great restaurant called the Oyster Bar the Waterfront.
Right, yeah.
Which is near the Fisherman's Wharf area.
We love it down there. We've had our best days down at Fisherman's Wharf.
Yes, yes. We actually have another hotel there, Hotel Griffin.
Okay.
So it's one of the three hotels that we represent.
Right.
And the water bar is just amazing because you have a view where you can relax before and after a wonderful night of going out.
Yeah.
And enjoying just Sunday brunch. Mimosas and oysters and unlimited of things and everything. And again, just sitting in that environment, it gives me more of a relaxing feeling.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with that location.
You can't. I did try the chowder, the sourdough.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. If I could take that home, I most definitely would. That's been fantastic. The food, you can't really go wrong, can you, with the food?
Not at all.
The only bad side is I think we're all going home too stone heavier than we came. We're like, can't stop. We just can't stop. And everything's so like indulgent, isn't it? Even down to breakfast. I ordered the children breakfast on the first day and they got pancakes. Now at home it would be like the size of a saucer. In San Francisco there's like four giant size pancakes. The kids are loving it. Mum's not loving it so much because she can't fit into her jeans.
but it
has been fantastic. The food's been fantastic. Hair salons, ladies, you've got both look very glamorous. Where would you suggest? Where comes to mind straight away?
Michaela might know more about you.
If you were going to Yosh, should you say?
Yes, it's down on Maiden Lane.
Okay.
Which is about a 5-minute walk from here. Saving your calf muscles. It's a nice flat walk. And they have lovely stylists there that will do anything from coloring to blowing the hair out. But it is really one of those places that has been iconic in San Francisco and continues to be because of the quality of service that they have there.
So it's been going for years, this one?
It has been, yes.
Okay. Now, do you find many girls in Liverpool, we tend to go to the salon and we come out of the salon with rollers in and we go home with our rollers in? Sometimes we go shopping with our rollers in. We pick the kids up from school with our rollers in just so we have like a big bouncy blow. Does that happen in San Francisco?
I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't happen. And maybe good that
answer.
Is some reason for the ladies to get over here to start a new trend.
Brilliant answer. Absolutely. You can see them getting off the plane already with the pink Velcro rollers in. That would be fabulous. So when you come into Liverpool, that tends to be what tourists say. They'll come into our radio station or they'll stop you in the street and they'll be like, why is this girl still in her rollers? Why hasn't she finished getting ready? We're like, it's a Liverpool thing. We like a lot of height in our hair. So we could pop into Yosh or Yosh, yes, and we could say, give us a big bouncy blow and leave the rollers in.
Absolutely.
Ladies,
all Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So the guys in San Francisco, in Liverpool, we call ourselves Scouse. So we'd say the Scouse men, the Scouse lads. So in San Francisco, how would you describe the men for the single ladies listening to this podcast right now?
What word would come? I mean, you know, we're California.
Yeah.
San Francisco, we're so diverse. Mm-hmm. We have so many names for everything and anything.
The hipsters.
Tell me about the hipsters. Go on. What, these hipster type guys, where would I find these? And
hipsters actually easily identifiable.
Yeah.
They're typically going to have very thin, straight jeans.
Yeah.
They'll wear some sort of, you know, tennis shoe that probably looks like it's a $20 item that is more like a $200 item.
Okay.
They'll typically have glasses on, a button-up shirt, and they'll usually be waiting for something like the Google bus to go by or one of the other high-tech buses. They are definitely the type that would also be here at the King George at the Mason Social Club.
Yeah.
Playing pool or darts. It's a lively group that is very intelligent.
Yeah.
Is also, they're out for a lot of fun. And I don't think that they sleep very much because they are out and about.
Well, that sounds great. Any singletons listening right now, you fancy taking a trip with the girls, this would be fantastic. Go and get yourself a handsome Californian guy, someone who's pretty hot, bit of a hipster. Also, what about the ladies of the city then? So in Liverpool, we have our performers. A lot of performers come from Liverpool. In San Francisco, who are the ladies that you're proud of who come from this city? Maybe still live here as well.
I'd like to talk about Alma Spreckles.
Oh, go on.
Who is of history here in San Francisco, and a lot of people called her the lady of San Francisco, the grandmother of San Francisco.
Okay, and her name was Alma.
Alma Spreckles.
Okay.
And she married into the Spreckles family, but you'll see a very big statue in Union Square in the middle. She was a big contributor of the arts and whatnot.
Actually, one of my favorites is Dianne Feinstein. She was the first female mayor of San Francisco. She was quite a rebel in her approach to fighting crime within the city. Let's just say that she took a very hands-on approach, and she didn't take people's words just because someone was giving their answer. She really got out there to make sure that the police department was functioning the way that it should be, that the public works department should be. But women know that because mm-hmm. when you're running a multifaceted business such as a home, juggling that with a career,
yeah.
you know that you have to get out there and make sure that that is a top priority, that what is being told to you is actually happening.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the type of approach that she takes. She now is one of our U.S. senators and one of the longest standing senators that we have had in the United States. But she still has that same essence to her of I'm not going to take anyone's word just because they're giving me that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that it's really happening. So she is a fine representative for San Francisco and actually for women.
I love how passionate you speak about it. Your whole body language changed.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So busy, busy time in San Francisco. And we've tried to do it all in just the space of a weekend. We loved the Exploratorium. Oh, my word. So for us, we could go there at 10 o'clock in the morning and stay till 4 in the afternoon. We literally had to drag the kids out by the coat because we had to go to the aquarium, which again was fantastic, and it's all down on Fisherman's Wharf. Apart from the Exploratorium and the aquarium, is there anywhere else that you would recommend we take the children? If people are listening and they're thinking, I'm going to give it a go, I want to take the kids, just enlighten them on how much there actually is for ladies, for mums to take the kids to see and do.
My favorite is the California Academy of Science because it just not entertains the children, but it's entertaining for the adults as well.
Yeah.
And it's very interactive. So the kids just like the Exploratorium, but in a larger scale. Mm-hmm. You get to learn about so many things. And it is the home of the only albino alligator here.
Oh, yes.
So
right,
it's
okay.
There's a lot of home ofs. Michaela, what's one of your favorites over there?
Well, there's always the Living Roof, which is fascinating. Mm-hmm. There's great views to look out to the Pacific Ocean from there. You can look across the way and see the De Young, which is wonderful exhibits. But I think actually one of my favorite things is they have an after-hours party on Thursdays. So it's an adults only.
Okay.
And it is a lot of fun listening to music and drinking wonderful California wine mm-hmm. In a museum. It's absolutely a perfect way to end the evening.
Yeah, it's non-stop here. There's so much to see and do. And as I say, we've loved every minute, but we are going to go and try the Academy of Sciences. That's on the list then today. Thank you very much for that one, Maxine. You imagine a city break like this for couples, for youngsters or for groups of women or men to come and have a great weekend, but you can actually come with the kids and it's bumper to bumper entertainment. You've thought of everything. So I've loved it. Our experience has been fantastic. Before we sign off, before we say goodbye to all our listeners, I just want you to read this piece of paper for me, which is in our Scouse language. It's you giving us a little goodbye in the Liverpool style. If you can do it in your best voice, nice and loud, in Scouse style. Although many of our listeners now, we see a listener from all over the UK, all over the world, really. But just for our Scouse listeners, just for our ladies of Liverpool, I want Maxine and Michaela to sign us off in Scouse language. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Tara Litz, you all dead Sanford. Having a listen, get your Scouse arses to San Fran, kiddos, will ya?
You've been brilliant. Thank you, girls. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Ladies of Liverpool.
How adorable are the ladies of San Francisco? Well, ladies of Liverpool, if I've got you going and you fancy grabbing whoever's around you and heading off to San Francisco, you need to check out the King George Hotel. So head to ladiesofliverpool.com. You'll see everything there. Some gorgeous photos of everything we've been talking about. The hotel itself, all the details, prices of flights, the lot. So if you're looking to do something a bit exciting this year, get it booked. Head to San Francisco, the King George Hotel.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.